When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, everyone, to Couch Potato Diary Part 2. My name is Peter Klein. Thank you very much for tuning in today. Coming up on the show, it is all about the fight game here on Part 2. If you're looking for NHL and NBA, that's over on Part 1. Today, this one is all about the fight game. UFC 302 plus the world of boxing. Let's get into it. Start talking some fights. UFC 302 goes down from the Prudential Center in New Jersey. In the main event, Islam Makhachev remains the king of the lightweight division in a victory over Dustin Poirier. Just a dominant performance from Islam Makhachev. So impressive what he was able to do in this fight. It wasn't flawless, and we'll get to that in a second, but this was a very, very strong performance from Islam Makhachev, and it starts and basically ends, and it literally did end, with the ground game. It is a smothering approach, it is a heavy approach, and it can be a very violent approach at times, what Islam Makhachev is able to do. Really, what he does that impresses me so much about the ground game is that he gives you no outs. Like, you get caught in this spot, and like, okay, this is how you would get out of it, but when you get out of that position, it's going to get worse for you, because I know what to do here as well. Like, okay, I mentioned this morning on 960. Yes, you're in a submission hold. All you got to do is get to the ropes, man. But we've put glass and thumbtacks down, so you got to crawl your way through all of that stuff before you can get out. Islam Makhachev does the same thing to you. He puts you in a spot where escape actually makes it worse. For example, when he had Poirier's back, a lot of times he was almost faking that he was going to take the mount. Poirier has to defend against that. Okay, now that opens up the area for the choke to potentially come in. So then Poirier, in about the third or fourth round, is like, fuck it, take the mount. And Makhachev is sweet, okay, I'll take the mount then. And bang, 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 bang. So, okay, you either try to get out of this position by avoiding getting to the mount and trying to fight it that way, well, now you're going to get choked out. Or you let him take the mount, and then he starts beating you up. And so from there, okay, you explode, you hip escape, and you try to slide out. Well, while you were exploding and sliding out, he's grabbed an arm, and he's now going for an armbar. The way he was able to transition from move to move, from grappling position to grappling position, was truly a work of art, and just an unbelievable job for Islam Makhachev. A very, very impressive performance from him on the ground. And it was the wrestling that got himself there as well, right? Like, he bullies his way in, gets takedowns, and controls. And there was not a whole lot Poirier could do about it. And he was decent on the feet. Like, he's not going to be a killer. And this is where I do think, like, he is not Khabib. He is not exactly what his coach was. Khabib was, I think, a bit more dominant with the ground and pound, and just a bit more, you are here now, when it came to his wrestling and to his grappling. But his stand-up, I think, was a little bit more fluid than Islam's is. Islam's is definitely growing. It's efficient, right? Like, it's straight down the middle. It's 1-2. There's some pop coming behind it, but it's the efficiency and the accuracy that ends up being what ends up really getting you. This is where the problems, though, started for Islam Makhachev. The longer this fight stayed on the feet, the more Dustin Poirier started to get a bit of a rhythm. And I don't love that Poirier started trash-talking, because then immediately he just got taken down. Like, I wish he would have just stayed on him and kept that pressure going. But it was noticeable, Makhachev getting hit on the feet. He was, I think, very, very hittable in this bout. And so when you're moving up in this division, he's obviously at the top. When you're moving along in this division, if there is someone who can hit you with that power shot, like a Gaethje could, or we saw Max Holloway do in the final moments of that fight, although that's not necessarily his game, it was not necessarily, or that could be something, sorry, that could give him some problems. But it's still not like a fatal flaw, I don't think. It was just like, okay, he was hittable in this spot, and that caused a bit of an issue. And the longer it stayed striking, the more Poirier was able to get him at range, and the more kind of off balance Makhachev kind of looked in those situations. And then when he would try to tie up and not get that takedown immediately, then you're in the clinch, and then it is a lot of body work, and it was a lot of quick punches. That is where Poirier really had success, is that when they were fighting in the stand-up, Poirier was significantly quicker. And so they would break, Poirier comes in with the elbow. They get into the clinch, immediately, bam, 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 body, head, and he was able to work it that way. So the stand-up is an area that Makhachev, I think, is going to want to improve as this goes along, because there are so many very talented fighters in the stand-up at 155 pounds, and just a whole lot of talented fighters just in general at 155 pounds, but the stand-up game can really get them. The other aspect of this that I found a little whatever, and look, Islam Makhachev could put me into a ball, spin me on his finger, and break me in half. Like, he could do whatever he wanted if we were grappling or fighting or whatever. But just a couple things that I noticed. This was a bout that we saw Makhachev not really set his takedowns up. And I think that cost him a couple times. Poirier was able to, again, defend them, get into those clinch situations, and have some success with his hands. Makhachev doesn't set his takedowns up at all, or he didn't in this bout anyway. It's just like, okay, I've been hit, didn't like that. Let's reach for it and try to get something. And a lot of times it would work because he is so physically strong. And once he gets a hold of you, his understanding of angles, positions, and just his brute force are enough to get you to the ground. But in a fight against, say, a Michael Chandler or a Justin Gaethje, I don't think those are going to work necessarily. I think there is going to need to be an improvement of his work with the hands so that he can go in, set up a level change, get in, and get a takedown, maybe in a bit more of a traditional sense. These are all just nitpicky things. This was a dominant performance from Islam Makhachev, and I don't care what Dana White says, it makes him still the pound-for-pound number one fighter in the sport right now. For Dustin Poirier, he fought his ass off, man. Like, he gave everything he could. He is just, it's either a bad matchup for him or he is not on this level. Either way, it just wasn't his night. In terms of what could be next for Poirier, if he retires, he retires as one of the great fighters of this generation and puts his name into the hat amongst those who are the best to never win the undisputed heavyweight championship of the world, or a light heavyweight championship of the world. Sorry, lightweight. There we go. Man, I am stumbling all over the place on this one today. Sorry about that. He goes down as one of the best to not become undisputed champion. There, that's easier. If he does continue, like, there's a path, right? Like, I think if you want him to fight at 170 pounds, go up in weight, fight Conor McGregor, who I think will lose later this month, fight Conor McGregor, maybe have one more welterweight shot, and boom! Title shot at 170 pounds. Let's do it. Let's roll with it, hey? Because a fight with him and Leon Edwards, I think, would be interesting. But I think what probably happens for Poirier now is he moves into the money weight, BMF division, whatever. Like, you want to do a rematch with Gaethje? Cool. You want to do a fight with Max Holloway? Go for it. You want to fight Conor McGregor? On it. Nick Diaz? Great. Nate Diaz? Even better. Who else? Volkanovski, whatever. Like, let's just, if Poirier wants the last act of his career to be over now, that is fine. If Poirier wants the last act of his career to just be, let's do some fun shit, there's a lot of fun shit out there for him. So whatever he wants to do, we are, as a fight community, A-okay with that. Co-main event, Sean Strickland with an impressive performance over Paulo Costa. There isn't a whole lot of analysis on this one. The pace and the cardio of Sean Strickland win the day. Costa pulled up more of a fight than I was anticipating, and he has moved up in my books. After, I said before, early in the week, I was worried about just his overall mentality around fighting. But I thought he put together a very strong performance. I thought he won round one. I don't think he won 49-46. I think that's asinine. But I think he put together a strong performance. I thought his use of kicks and his work to the body was great. But I thought as the fight progressed, that strategy needed to evolve a little bit. Having the investment in the leg kicks in the body in the early rounds is phenomenal. But it needs to lead somewhere. And it obviously didn't lead to the wearing down or slowing down of Sean Strickland. So I think what needed to follow was, okay, let's go leg kick. Finish with a leg hook, left hook, sorry, or a leg hook, I guess. punch to the body. Let's follow it up with a shot up top. Let's start with the jab and finish with the leg kick. There wasn't a whole lot of combinations coming from Paulo Costa. It was all just kind of one at a time. And Strickland can make it difficult to get a few things going because of all the different movement and the pace that he can put on you. But I thought this is a fight that we needed to see a little bit more there from Costa. Overall, though, for Strickland, it is a strong performance. Does it put him next in line for a title shot? Probably not. But I do think that this was a very strong win for him to get back on track and just kind of proof of concept that what he is doing can absolutely work. All right. That was not the only big fight event of the weekend, as we had some boxing going down as well.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It was a gigantic knockout as Zhilei Zhang picks up a KO victory over Deontay Wilder. For Wilder, I pause at saying this is it. I know Ariel Helwani was all over social media saying that he is cooked. I think you can still make some interesting bouts with him. One. You can still make one interesting bout. I still think there's money in a Joshua fight. That was a fight that never happened. It was a fight that we were all clamoring for. As long as we don't do some stupid, this is the fight to define the heavyweight division, the fight of a generation, the fighter of this era, stupid boxing shit. If we just go, look, we wanted to see this fight, we didn't get to see this fight, let's just fucking watch this fight. Paraphrase that a little bit. But if you want to do that, then do it. Knocking microphones down. I do think that there is still money in a Wilder v. Joshua bout. Wilder versus Francis Ngannou. There, I've booked the next year for Deontay Wilder. But in terms of getting any kind of an opportunity at any championship that's worth a damn, no, it's done for Wilder. But I do still think there are a couple big money fights that he can still do. For Zhang, he's an interesting person now in the heavyweight division. From all accounts, it is going to be Fury versus Usyk next. If Zhang wants to go up there and do the damn thing against Anthony Joshua and kind of create the heavyweight tournament for boxing I was talking about before, where you have Fury v. Usyk, and then Zhang versus Joshua, the winners face each other, and quite frankly, the losers face each other. If it's Zhang against Fury, I'd watch that. I don't know if I would watch Usyk against Joshua again, but Usyk against Zhang, I think would be interesting in a mandatory sort of a way. So I think he has worked his way into the conversation to potentially get him a championship bout in the next little bit. But just wanted to touch on that, but an impressive victory from him nonetheless. All right, that's going to do it for part two of this one today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It is a busy week, as always, around these parts. Make sure you follow me on social media for all of the updates. We're going to have a lot more fight stuff and wrestling stuff as the week rolls along. We have some special guests coming up, taping that in about 15 minutes, actually. That'll come out a little bit later on this week. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. Y'all are amazing. Make sure you subscribe, whether it's here on YouTube or in podcast. Make sure you like or leave a review if it's in podcast form, and I will talk to all of you later. I'm out.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.